Terry Welch, CEO of the Mildura based public hospital, Brig Volunteer. Terry, how are you this morning?
Matt Mann, I'm great. Thanks for being with us.
Great to catch up with you. Of course, the community forum yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and once again, well supported.
Yeah, we're just delighted with the connection we've got with the community, to be honest. A different time of day, but, you know, some great questions, great topics, and I encourage everyone who couldn't get to the forum, obviously, to go back and watch it online. Very informative.
That's right. You do record it. So if you go to the Mildura-based public hospital Facebook page, you'll be able to find it there. The other thing I want to mention, of course, Code Brown. There's been a lot of talk about Code Brown. What does it mean and how does it work?
Yeah, so I think probably the public are well aware of the Code Brown status now, Matt. And basically it's a declaration that, you know, an external emergency is occurring, which is this building pandemic and case numbers, which means we have to make that call. The state made the call and we followed suit. So it gives us the ability to flex in a number of areas that otherwise we can't. We can do things quicker and be able to adapt even more quickly than what we've done. So I think it's a really important step. The community should understand that we are under huge pressure, Matt. There's no question our staff are massively fatigued. We've got a lot of staff off with exposure, managing that every day. So the Code Brown really gives us the ability to adapt and you know, flex the business as we need to keep those core services, the critical services, going.
What about some of the key services? Are they still available?
Yeah, absolutely. That's our focus, Matt. So the Code Brown and everything we're doing is about orientating to the services that are critical. So we must have an emergency department. We must have an ICU. We must have a theatre for our emergency work and urgent cases. We must be able to deliver babies, chemotherapy, renal dialysis, and our wards, of course, and, of course, the incredible community program. That's our focus, Matt, and that's what we're doing, transitioning everything in our business to keep, you know, that key lifeline, what this community needs, up and functioning.
You mentioned that you've got a number of staff that are off because of exposure and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. How's everyone sort of like coping at the moment at the Mildura-based public hospital?
It's really interesting, Matt, because I would say to you overall that while we're fatigued, and the clinical team are fatigued, you know, morale is tremendous. We're a very value-aligned organisation. But, you know, there's no doubt they're exhausted and we have to be able to ease the pressure. And I'm asking everybody to ease the pressure right from the emergency department. So unless you're in an emergency, don't come to the emergency department. It's really a full stop discussion now. There is nurse on call, there are GPs, there are pharmacists, there are many options. So I'm using this case really quickly, Matt. If you think you're going to wait in the emergency department 4 hours, call nurse on call before you even enter our facility. It's a pressure point we have to back off. But if you're in an emergency, and you know when you're in an emergency, come straight to us. All open for business still.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Great to catch up with you, Terry. Thank you for the update once again, mate. We'll catch up in the next week or so. CEO of the Mildura-based public hospital, Terry Welch. Don't forget, Back to the Base is here March long weekend. Jessica Malboy, the Redlands, and, of course, the great Busby Maru. Tickets are on sale right now through Ticketmaster. It's going to be a ripper. We'll have further details. May even give you the chance to score some freebies as we get a little bit closer to it.